Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us this hour as we bring garden content to you. If you want to be part of the program, you got a question, you can certainly send that over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you would like to give us a call, you can certainly do that on the Proclamation Goods Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods, the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods. And that number is 1-800-927-7469, 1-800-927-SHOW.
Proclamation Goods creates cookware for the eco-conscious home chef. Their pans are non-toxic, have a lifetime warranty, and are made in Wisconsin. Their award-winning stainless steel Proclamation Duo cookware set is a 12-inch skillet and a stockpot that doubles as a wok. Best of all, the skillet and stockpot hinge together to form a Dutch oven. It's two pans with a versatility of 10, empowering you to cook more with less. If you care about your health and strive for a more sustainable lifestyle, then Proclamation Goods is for you. Supplies limited, so order yours now at proclamationgoods.com.
All right, let's go to Ed, who listens to our program on WNAX 570 AM, and we'll see what his question is.
Yes, this is Ed, Worthington, Minnesota. My question is Jersey Knight asparagus, two-year-old crowns. Worthington is a zone 3. I'm trying to introduce this to my nephew here in Northwest Arkansas. Does asparagus need to go through the winter freeze as rhubarb does? And Jersey Knight, will they be fine here in a 6B zone in Northwest Arkansas?
I got 10 two-year-old asparagus crowns, and my question is, does that make a pretty good productive bed, produce me quite a bit, or is that more than, am I overboard on that?
Well, Holly, can we help him out with that? The 10 asparagus, that's a good start. Good start on that.
Yeah, and then as far as the asparagus being needed to be overwintered, no. They will grow in zone 6B.
Right, fine.
Just fine.
They will grow anywhere from zone 2 to 11. So a lot of versatility that asparagus has. Let's go to Dave, who's listening to us on WHKW, 1220 AM and 96.9 FM, the Word Cleveland, and he's got a question about compost.
My name's Dave. I'm in outside of Canton, Ohio. You were talking about compost, and my question is, I've got an accumulation of about 2 years' worth of compost in a big black, not real big, but a vertical black compost bin. I want to deal with it, utilize it. I was wondering, I don't have a rototiller or a tractor, so I'm dealing with, well, I got a steel-tooth rake kind of like thing. Should I dump it, spread it on the ground where I want to start a garden this season, and then let it cook for a month? And then, if so, is there anything I should spray on it after that as a fungicide, so when I put my seedlings in there, they don't get messed up by the any you know, fungal matter? Thank you. Bye.
Well, thank you, Dave, for that. And thank you, Ed, for your question. And the question that Dave had was, you can just put the compost right on the ground wherever you're going to grow. And what about the spraying, the concern of the fungi spray?
Sure. So the fungicide is not necessary. Your compost may have mold or even like some fungus looking stuff in it.
But that's good.
But that's good. It means that it's doing what it needs to do. Mold and fungus are natural decomposers. So you can just lay it out, you know, wherever you want to lay it out, and you can let it bake in the sun, because sometimes it gets a little murky, mucky in the bin, and that'll dry it out a bit, and then you'll have that nice rich, dark humus to grow in.
Absolutely. If you want to be like Ed or Dave, you can certainly give us a call on the Proclamation Hotline at 1-800-927-SHOW. And if we can't get to you, leave a message and we will call you back. Is it true, Holly, using old milk in the garden helps and acts like a fertilizer?
Well, you know, old milk does contain about 3.1% protein, and protein is about 1/6 nitrogen. So milk would contain about 0.5% of nitrogen, so 0.5% nitrogen. So that's, usually like bagged fertilizer is 10, which is 40% nitrogen. And then other ones like organic fertilizers have 2% nitrogen. So milk is a fertilizer. It's a weak fertilizer, but it's something that you can use.
Yeah, if you got to get rid of it, dump it in the garden if it's gone bad. So, and then water it in.
Yeah, I would water it in to dilute it.
Yeah.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.